Welcome to another episode of the After the Whistle podcast. My name is Smiley and I'm joined by Van Gelder, Corey and Crack. We are back to having an almost full house. It's been an exciting weekend of football action, so we'll jump right into it. Starting off with the Premier League team of the season, which was announced earlier this week. That selection has caused a bit of controversy, particularly among some of us over here. So before anything, let me just quickly go through the team of the season that was announced by the Premier League. In goal, they had Martials of Nottingham Forest. Right back was Trent Alexander-Arnold. Centre-backs were Van Dijk and Gabriel. Left back, Kerkez of Bournemouth. In midfield, they had Declan Rice, Gravenberch, and Cole Palmer. And then up front, it was Salah, Isak, and Matheus Cunha. First, let me just start with Van Gelder, because if you anyway move the worry, I'm way to disturb you about this team. So, Van Gelder, what do you make of this team of the season? And is there anybody you would replace, even though your answer is already obvious?
Largely, I agree to most part of it, except that right back thing. Make they don't can't tell me Trent for it. I beg you, make serious for it. I'm not an Arsenal fan, and I think what be name himself. Dem are also full. Safe.
Thank you.
I think he has been a very, very competent right back.
You're correct, guy.
And I'm not even an and I hate Arsenal Football Club. So you're correct, guy. Try that team plus me. Also, bro, the best defensive midfielder in the league this season has been Moises Caicedo. Make nobody lie for here. Make nobody triumph for anywhere. He has been the best defensive midfielder in the league from in August to today. It's not a lie. If they there, it be facts. I don't want to hear make anybody try to talk. Every time they compare him to some midfielder, the only midfielder he come close be the guy he did there, the Gravenberch. But if I choose one of the two, I take Moises all day, every day, twice on Sunday.
So let me just ask you, when was the last time you saw a team of the season which didn't have the best midfielder of the champions in it?
I don't think I've ever seen one. However, someone might argue that Gravenberch is not the best midfielder in Liverpool.
The thing is, if Gravenberch was not in it, then it should probably be McAllister. So it wouldn't be Caicedo either way.
My point, me.
First of all, let me just go to the bench because Caicedo wasn't even on the bench. On the bench, they had Milinkovic of Nottingham Forest on the bench, Robinson of Fulham, Chris Wood, Saka, Bruno Fernandes, McAllister, Saliba, and Haaland. So, Caicedo, who you're arguing for, it's not like they even considered him for the bench. And it was like a tight competition between him and Gravenberch. He wasn't selected at all.
First of all, we not see the Premier League, you know, them biased to Liverpool. That one, everybody know. We have day here, we know. And the guy sometimes...
Don't let Fred hear you say that.
It be facts. It not be PGM hello. That one, the referee people, the referee them fool. But the Premier League themselves, they are biased to Liverpool. Liverpool win. See the way they couldn't even contain their. See how quickly they brought team of the season out. Meanwhile, we have 3 matches more to go.
We don't finish the season.
We don't finish the season. No, then carry two of the season camp. Take Trent put right back because they not say he they can't left. Maza.
Team of the season always comes before the season ends.
But usually, it not be this early. Like, they will not play this one.
How many games?
Vangara, they can't. Crack.
Like if 3 games left. Which kind of agenda that's
right now? Left.
If we did set agenda,
when they bought the house, was 4 games left. 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
Crack, with the set agenda, then you come plus facts.
The agenda of the Premier League, most of the writers, sports writers and things being Liverpool fans and Liverpool sympathizers, that's facts. That one there, they can't fight it. That one there, we've known for a long time. Even the writers, the time there is Liverpool, the way then they move, we know. That agenda, they can't do anything about it. But the Premier League team of the season, if you don't push that agenda and you have like 5 Liverpool players in the first 11, that boy will not say, Master, this will lie. You understand? Because the overall season, this season, it has been underwhelming. So, it won't be like any wild, like, bro, Liverpool not playing any wild ball where we've known Liverpool, the years then dominate FC City, see them at top. You can't compare this Liverpool team and performance to that time.
110%.
That's been underwhelming. Yeah, that's right. Just Nottingham Forest and these annoying teams can't spot 14s. Make it look like it's competitive, but per what we've seen, it's underwhelming. Like, Liverpool won the title so easily. That's my other agenda where I go come. But that one, you the banger, I'll cook. I will come.
Yeah, but see, at the end of the day, I don't know how they made that Premier League. I don't know what matrices they used, because there are, I can't find matrices that Gravenberch outperforms Caicedo. If it be eye test, stats. I don't know what then they take use where they say make the two of the Liverpool, two of the three Liverpool
midfielders. Let me ask you a question, because at the moment, out of the midfield three, you already have a Chelsea player in there. So are you saying that Chelsea, who have a possibility of finishing seventh, should have two of the three midfield slots? Like, what justification can you use to have
if two they've of been the best players slots in the league in those positions? I don't know what you are.
You go back to the beginning of this award, there's been no season where one team has gotten two midfield slots and they are not either the champions or second place. So for you to be possibly sixth or seventh place and think your players play past everybody.
You're currently being too nice. You're currently being too nice. See, even the Parma, it did itself. Enough for day. Somebody says January, you know, score goal, you know, make assist, you know, you know, contribute.
That'd be 15 goals, 10 assists.
Who not get 15 goals, 10 assists?
That'd be Saka's best season for Arsenal.
I have something to say. The Bible, they tell you, say, before you go, remove pecking somebody in eye, if you remove a log in your eye, whatever that verse is, right? And before you throw souls, know you live in a glass house. This Caicedo agenda you won't push, no? Unless you take and replace Palmer in that team inside. Unless you take and replace Cole Palmer in that team inside, because I'm not even taking Palmer over Mbeumo. I'm not even doing that.
Thank you.
Sorry, but numbers don't lie.
Master, don't do that numbers thing. Look, you see, you do that numbers thing where you did the Copa Man Casa this season. Everything happened in the first half of the season for him. This second half of the season, what has he done for you? What has he done?
In between what has he done?
Copa Man this season, he played ball pass. Let me tell you something. This season, Copa Man played ball pass Bruno.
No. That one, the Gofi Toxi. That'd be why.
But Bruno didn't bench. We are not shouting. You understand?
If you say Jay Palmer.
This I said, don't tell you that. Make Palmer day there. If Palmer day there, that'd be fine. If Palmer no go day there, where Caicedo go day there, make it be you. That'd be cool. But that more Caicedo, he won't put. This season, he play most matches. He played majority of some matches as right back. You know that. You people play for right back too hard.
He didn't invest.
You know this.
You know that tactical eye. You forgot see Bromo. Make it give you the third eye.
Smiley. Make we move on from this Chelsea agenda.
It be fast. You put just the hate my team. Let me ask you.
It no be hatred. In the history of this award, if you are going to have two players out of three slots in the same area, it probably means you're the champions or you're second place. You're in the title race. But you can't be looking from way back to the top.
If
and
you
say
watch
that
Palmer in numbers, after Palmer, they say enough for day. The numbers be too clear. The only player that's created more chances than him this season is Bruno Fernandes. And that's one chance more than him. Smiley, I don't send you the stats.
I don't see.
You know what? Make I just mention the stats, because you put the ball on me. Make I just mention the stats. Cole Palmer versus top 5 league midfielders. Expected assists first. Goals and assists first. Non-penalty goals and assists first. XG plus XA first. And non-penalty goals, XA plus... I don't know what that one they mean. Expected goals first. Non-penalty XG first. Shots first. Shots on target first. Key passes second. Crosses second. Accurate crosses second. Crosses to the box. Goals second. Non-penalty goals second.
Shots first and things like...
At the show you say... The numbers there. My boy, he get out.
Somebody who go injury 4 months, then somebody play the whole season almost get the same stats. I mean,
they don't get the same stats. I beg you, this guy, your boy, he's got 5 goals this season. I lie, he's got
Who's that?
Saka, you know, be 5 goals he's got.
Daddy,
how many goals he scored in the league? Just tell me.
I know they search starts the way they search. But when my point is,
I know search. I know this starts. I know search. Are they the way it just pop up on my feed?
You know what?
I go search. I beg. Just taking me.
You know what? Make Corey. I beg you. You for the team of the season. Is there anybody you agree with? Anybody you disagree with? Who would you change? Who would you put in there?
100% take out Palmer. Somebody who hasn't performed from January has no reason to be there. The season it'd be 9 months, eight months. It not be 4 months. You bang then the last 5 months you coast. Then you say, hey, but I was so good in the first. At the back, it'd be whole season. See the way Bruno carry games for United. I'll put Bruno there over Palmer. That's one. Gravenberg then put for there too. I honestly have McAllister over Gravenberg because I don't really see that anything about that guy. McAllister has come in clutch for them, like proper clutch in matches where they were losing or something. They will score that first goal, they start that giddy comeback. Apart from that, I'll take out. Let's leave Van der Vaart, like whatever. It bore me, but they say he win title, so make me laugh out for that. Let's take out Trent for Osofu. And then I will give the Marcel self,
No try.
They have the that most clean sheets or so.
Most clean sheets. Marcel, yeah. That one, dear. Right back, Seth, if we go Olaina or Osofu.
Do you know, I was also thinking of Olaina for right back.
Wait, who?
Olaina, Nottingham Forest.
Forest, am I right back? Olaina.
Oh no, scratch that. Timber. I go J,
bro, it be toss up.
I go J Van der Vaart for the Bournemouth centre back.
It be Van Dijk.
Hey. Van Dijk. I didn't hit the guy pass. I don't even know what guy he did. I remove him for the whatever.
Hoisin.
Yeah. I remove that him because June there will take and go club. Bournemouth ball. Like this season, they're really trouble people. Even the Cunha then put there. Sometimes I will put Semenyo for there.
Charlie. Nah, because Cunha, he become United, Cunha, so right now, no, where's we're excluded
this from is this? Me, I go J Cunha then take this in Bruno put it aside, even though it not be left winger. But I go if I give somebody.
But Cunha too has like clutched up like Cunha
is big good. Time I'm not for, saying it's not good. Wolves, man. Like it's been very good for Wolves. Basically, he drag Wolves from relegation camp wherever them day now. So I can understand why he's there. And again, somebody might say this. It's quite representative. But me, the Trent then it be familiarity then. Listen, them just started.
Trent, I don't want to see him for that at all. Like,
bro, he not for even day bench.
I don't want to see those fake Liverpool fanboys.
Let's be very serious, please.
Anyway, let's move on. This week we have more Champions League action coming up.
You know. Who you go jail for inside? You no talk your own.
Oh, I've already said Ola.
Crack to no talk your own. Where will the move go? Why are you the hate on my boy Crack?
Hey, okay, Crack. I beg the team of the season. Who you go remove?
That'd be you wild. Go. Your mind just skipped me. That'd be very wild. But it'd be cool.
First of all, you know, come top, then you say you go do. You tell me already.
First of all, and when we know this listing side, it vexes me.
Thank you.
I understand the Kuna, but I'll put Kuna on the bench and put Mbeumo in the first 11. What Mbeumo has done this season, like, bro, it's crazy. I don't know why, Flowers. Like, we don't have any, what was the name? The team safety, the police safety.
Brentford.
Like, we should have him. Which have him there. Like, Kuna has been good, but he has more goals than Kuna. So, what are we rating? Even the assist, top 10 assists, Kuna is not part. You understand? So, I don't get why Mbeumo is...
That's very interesting.
The Trent thing is a toss-up, right? The Trent thing is a toss-up. If he's there, fine. If he's not there, I don't mind. But Liverpool winning, definitely, if you look at most teams, they're my right back. Let me see. The way between him and Timber, all right, but in terms of progressing the ball, attacking minded, he has done more than Timber, right?
That's
Chelsea
true.
Too. We've not I'll had any that. Other consistent right back in the league, all right? Chelsea, they play Caicedo for them today, the original man hurt tomorrow, then you know they, you understand. Then United will become like, bro, Dalot Shah. So I don't even want to.
Dogu.
Hey, left back.
So
Dogu, they be left back.
So like, oh, even Mazraoui said, if you go play the right wing back, said he has not been consistent enough to even be one of the good right backs this season. So like, the back four, I don't mind. In the middle two, bro, I'm not choosing Gravenberch over McAllister. I'm not choosing Gravenberch over Sabulai. Like, I've seen them, watch them. And maybe the reason why they have him there is because there's Rice and Palma there, and they need that. But in this formation, they are like trying to let me know that Rice is the one sitting. Rice is the one playing the six. If Rice is the one playing the six, you don't need Gravenberch there. I'd rather have McAllister over him. If we are going by the league winning, I even have Bruno there over Gravenberch. I'm not going to lie. I think they're having
Gravenberch as the six, dictating the tempo, like the way them Busquets.
Then Rice be eight.
So this formation before 3-3. If even Gravenberch they sit as the six, even at the six, if. Anyways, I don't. Well, if he's playing the six, then I don't have too much qualms. But I don't know. Gravenberch is a question mark for me over there. I mean, Palma, regardless of whatever we say, whether first half of the season he did well or no, he still carries Chelsea. Even if he's not even scoring or assisting sometimes, he's very dangerous. You can't do a lot without Palma. So him being there, as I said, the whole season, this season night, hasn't really been one of the best EPL seasons. So as for the front three, Salah is a Kuna Day bench in Buemo in. In Buemo Day in for me. So, well...
Yes. What about Newcastle? Them are fullbacks. Livermento then Lewis Hall.
If you can't decide which one should be there, then it means you are just trying to pick for the sake of it. Because if you knew who was supposed to be there, you wouldn't be asking Livermento or this person. If you knew the person was supposed to be there, you would be able to mention the name. You're not going to mention Livermento or this guy.
I'm having three right backs ahead of me. Move on.
If you give up chance, go on, sir. So basically, the Champions League, we are moving on into the second legs. Last week, we saw PSG beating Arsenal 1-0 at the Emirates, which was kind of like a sucker punch for the Arsenal fans, because it felt like it took something away from them. You know, after the Real Madrid match, there was a lot of... there was a lot of motivation, a lot of momentum behind the Arsenal challenge for the Champions League. Because obviously, if you beat Real Madrid 5-1 on aggregate, you are very well justified in believing that you can win the Champions League. And then you go and face PSG at home, you lose 1-0. Suddenly, you can see, and I've seen a number of them even giving up. But there are also others who have obviously not given up, because for obvious reasons, they were missing Partey, who is a key part of the midfield. Like, there's still reason to be hopeful going into the second leg. So let me start with Corey. How do you feel about the defeat to PSG last week? And what do you make of your chances of beating them in the second leg in Paris? Because this season, I think PSG have only lost one game at home in all competitions.
How do I feel about the defeat? Oof. Very low-key. I expected it even more than the Madrid one. Because I felt as though after the Madrid, it was the content was sweet. Everything was nice and positive. And then when this PSG game was coming up, I was like, everyone is like, but we beat PSG already, you know, earlier in the season, we go few scored. I was like, listen, first of all, that game did not have cover. It did not have Dembele, you had Partey. They had just signed a new. It was a different time. This time when they can't play, see, they start the game, man. He check like the wingers, then take, then sit Gatorade, then soak the Gatorade, put them body. See, energy quad. I said then Timbawe also for where I see you. Also for they no Charlie. Also for no sit up. the first 10 to you see, you know, the seat of now, Kvaratskhelia just did run at time, Charlie. And so, me, after like 5 minutes, I was like, you know what, I can't deal with this. Why I just quenched the game because the way that they attack my boys, then it'd be like if my son he did the way that they beat up. I couldn't watch it. So, as you say, there's got a good one. I said, well, Charlie, it shall be well. Where I just quenched this thing. But on a more serious note, I think they played maybe they played into the occasion too much in their head. Which and I feel though that one to be maybe Champions League experience or something, but I feel as though they almost hyped it the way Real Madrid hyped Remontada. That's how much I felt as though Arsenal hyped this game online. I felt as though Charlie, we go there, but Charlie Beck would play the game. You know, if he goes in the air for the field top, how do I feel about us in the second leg? If Dembele doesn't play, and literally every player has to have the freaking game of their lives, it has to be on level par with the Madrid at home performance, else they should forget about it. About the Park de Prince winning the Charlie, once you've done that, the better. But I feel as though you should have the capacity to go anywhere and go and beat the people. There's no excuse. Like, you can't say, oh, this place was different, and you go to one of the hardest places in football. This is no different. So I don't want to hear any excuses. If you want to go and play Champions League final and you want to win it, go and beat PSG. It not be long thing. No, nobody gets to the Champions League final by sympathy or they played the best football, so they should be there. No, it'd be the goal city take you go there. As Barca learned, they start the game, they shake them, they my eye clear. You see, hey, y'all are feed this. So if they want to go and play the Champions League final, you have to go there and absolutely trump there. Right now, party day, I don't really think that's gonna make that much of a difference, because me, they are hyping that thing a bit too much. And party did this game, we go play Bob Matt, you know, play some. Wait, and give me what they. So, bro, I don't really have confidence. I checked out after that goal went in at PSG. I checked out because I know the mindset they have and how they go on to next game. Though they're coming to hype, yeah, we can do it and things. But Charlie, me, there's too much bottling there's too much bottling after taste in my mouth for me to say anything good about them, because they Charlie just do the freaking job, but then catch them then in terms then, or you know, next season attire. So what they want to do, make them do. But I mean, I don't really get confidence.
Crack, what do you make of Arsenal's chances against PSG? Do you think they can overturn the deficit?
No.
Oh, man. Why answer the question like that?
Nah, Crackers, they kill me, bro.
He said no.
No explanation. Crackers, if you like it, you know, you go left out for them and move on.
You left out for them.
If you say you get some disgusting things, you asking this question?
No, I'm tired of Arteta. I'm tired. My agenda is Arteta. I'm telling Arsenal fans that look, Arteta is one of those coaches that sets the team up, that is setting the team up for another coach to come and take over and push you over the hump. Arteta is not the coach to take Arsenal over the hump. That guy is tactically inept. If plan A not the job, plan B not the. Look, forget my against and all those things. I actually wanted all English teams to be in the finals because La Liga people the ball. I wanted Chelsea. I want Chelsea to be in the finals. I want United and Spurs to be in the Europa finals. I want Arsenal to be in the final because La Liga fans they ball over the years, right? But English teams have been doing well, but like they go under the radar. But look, Arteta Shah. Arteta shall. Like, there's no two way. Arteta shall. Like, you guys see, say the guy, they stand the touchline. The guy didn't do anything innovative. He didn't change anything. As Pateno, the way they play Merino plus this one. Look, it got to a time PSG was flat. You had to go all out. Zinchenko go play midfield. You needed to attack. Whatever you go do, look, what teams do is they game plan against most of your first 11. Raheem Sterling is a stone that you rejected. Bro, the guy get experience at least throwing in. If you know a game, go throw Raheem Sterling, throw Nwaneri or whatever that small boy in. Do something different. But defender for defender, Defender for defender,
If they play PS5, if they play FIFA, if he sub right by then,
I don't get it. Me,
you know, they change formation. Guy, you know, they see,
this guy bring him for inside. It didn't fucking make sense. Because if PSG wanted to kill the game, they would have killed the game. The right back.
White. Ben White.
Ask Timber no be fit safe. Where or you take him for obvious reasons, whatever reasons. Bro, go all out attack. You they play home. Corey they talk about he won for Bernabeu. This season, Bernabeu, Ibi, Asanka, everybody they chop for inside. This season, Ankasa, Madrid has been shit. So you know, be say some fortress, you go play for the way dominate, then Shan. Madrid Shan for there. But PSG, what you don't understand, me say that Kravascalia or whatever, that Krava, then buy alone. Takes two of your players because you know one-on-one, you need somebody to cover. He will stretch you. Just pray that Dembele is 50% and you have a chance. But even with that
safe, they say he not good play.
So if you don't Dembele not play safe, do what be the other winger in himself?
Do it.
That boy will do it for you.
Ramos.
Do it will do it for you. And another thing. I remember saying this, that they have good ball carriers. These boys do well under pressure. And even when they lose the ball, they will be on you. Those small pesky boys. Never said and the other guy, what we name? Vitinha. They will be on you. And another thing is that Pate can make you put a go put pressure on Pate. Pate be player where if they calm things down. Pate no be player where you go play all out attack with him. Because right now, your backs are against the wall. You go up inside. Where them are counter, be very sharp. They know how to pass. They know how to hold the ball. These are the two things that, if Arsenal face team like that, it they worry them. Granted, my defense not really be the best. But keepers win things. You see how your keeper has brought you there. They also have an equally good keeper. That keeper is actually world class. That keeper is actually world class. He's doing the same things this guy did for Madrid to win the Champions League 2 seasons ago. Courtois. He's doing the same thing. And sometimes when he sees it, you see it. I don't have hope in Arsenal going to do it. If they do it, that's fine. But for your home, you know if you do it. And I hate the small club mentality Arsenal has. Like, they make so much of a big deal of this semi-final, like the videos, the mini documentary, that it's like, bro, act like you've been there before. Well, you've not won it before, but act like you've been there before because you got
to be fair to them. You've not been there like 15 years old.
The 10th semi-final in the history. How can they act like they've been there before?
But if I say act like you've been there before, you are not a small club.
I know what he means. Right? Behave
and
like
that. That thing, that extra thing to put extra pressure on the players.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that was just not be like some do or die thing where I like. Relax. Arteta no rich. Arteta no day. You know, Arteta no rich. Guys, come. I see some video. Arteta will talk to the fans. Come here. Master, who in here? All these things no need. Kill them. Kill them for your home. Why no need? PSG could have easily won 4-2-4-1 and kill the first leg. And mind you, them are there to then go get chances. I remember Arsenal fans too saying that, oh, they already scored them for group stage. I said, the time we scored them for group stage, they better not play some of the match. Then they not also buy Krava.
Wait, then they no settle.
That guy
no settle finish.
Yeah, and that guy is a game changer. That guy alone. is a game changer. So, well, Arsenal fans can be optimistic, but my answer just to Smiley, no. That'd be all.
Vangiora.
First of all, I remember telling Arsenal fans that they should be very wary of PSG's midfield. That contest wasn't close. And it's funny because I actually even forgot Fabian Ruiz too for the game. That game at the Emirates was a flogging, a midfield flogging. And if it wasn't for how wasteful Bakula and bro, I just want to tell the whole world, say Ramos, he goes straight into Agolu 11. Straight. Kawawa informed me. Yes, he said, he's inside. Right now, we move players, go bench. He'll be the striker for Agolu 11. Because what he did. See, that chance. But.
But Ramos, you better pass the small boy. Ramos, you say better.
Bakula,
yo.
Random Bakula, dear.
This one too, it take pay. This one too, they pay him. Yeah,
and they kind of game against Liverpool for Park the Prince. Charlie, their chances is small. But look, Arsenal have their full complement of midfield coming Wednesday. So I do expect that they will play much better. I'm not exactly sure what Arsenal's in a two-legged game, I don't know how they react to not defending a lead but rather chasing one. More often than not, Arsenal prefer to be in a position where they are coming to the second leg with a lead because their defense is so good they can stifle any attack.
Charlie, there's Vagada. This thing that people they talk, their defense is so good. Their defense. See, I keep feel as though people are still living.
Their defense
in,
is not. Their defense
Gabriel.
Is not.
That,
their defense
it's not,
is
it's not,
not
great, good. Man. It's not great.
Nope,
they kind of goes up
not,
when they
it's
concede.
It's
sus,
a
man.
Problem.
Like some of those you're just like, bro, this is a freaking professional team. What kind of freaking goal is that? Like, it's
also,
not
are we
great.
Not glossing over the fact that Gabriel is out for the rest of the season? And how that
it doesn't matter.
Is he for? You see, I agree with Crack in this regard because if there's any team that should have no complaints about defense, it's Arsenal. No one has spent more money on defenders than them. Nobody.
Every transfer window, then they buy defenders.
Then they buy
just
defender.
This January, collect the checkbook. We say you know, we allow any more defenders.
Arsenal
else, like, they will sign
lost
defender.
The game. Arsenal lost the game due to lack of attack. Not be defense matter.
Yeah,
it be lack of attack. That coach not get sense.
Martinelli.
That coach not get sense.
And Trossard. See Martinelli, that disappointed Brazilian. Me, I will talk to you.
No matter how bad Raheem Sterling, no matter how bad Raheem Sterling, sometimes experience need. Throw him in at the point. They didn't game plan for him. Throw him in. You didn't have anybody.
Because I remember there was a point that PSG.
Sterling like that one, like the main defender come the back.
Though. Are you going to go like pay some $5 million
and keep up? You see, that be why. That be how sometimes. Like I said, that be how sometimes you put on the CD still.
Or if you can't win some penalty.
It gets to a time, man.
Yeah.
You need that experienced player. It gets to a time. You're the part of
to cost scale.
See. He hasn't lost his space. His decision making way makes some way still. But he hasn't lost his space. He can still worry about
it. He's lost it,
but he will still be faster than what be the my captain
yeah,
name?
Yeah, like
what be the my captain name?
PSG. Odegaard.
No, PSG the my captain.
No, not
oh.
Be Odegaard.
Smiley, what Marquinhos. I think
see,
one v one, Sterling Marquinhos. All day, every day, twice
because
on Saturday.
Trossard not the seat up.
Free.
Trossard not seat up. Martinelli not seat up.
At some point, then it be star boy. He picked mine. Say, you know what? You poor be bums. I guess I have to do this by myself. Then look at the end of the day, Arsenal has to go into that game believing they can do something. Also, why did your coach play his entire starting 11 yesterday? I don't get.
Because right play... now, if you don't play the players, then we can't collect in second way. If you say,
because right now, he's 3 points ahead of he's 3 points ahead of City, 4 points ahead of Chelsea.
Foolish team. That vexes me, eh?
It'd be...
In fact, Van Gerwen, I'm glad you brought this up. Because at this point, it's looking very possible that Arsenal might lose their grip on second place. And they might also go out to the Champions League in the semi-final. So, just a small digression. Corey, how would you feel about your season if Arsenal were to end the season maybe third place? And then either Tottenham or Man United were to win Europa, like how would you feel in comparison to their seasons? Would you feel like it's been a good season?
Bro, if Tottenham
who would you prefer to win the Europa? United or Tottenham?
That's how they
lost.
That'd be the question we I will ask them. As we the end, like that'd be the question.
But
I will
who
ask
do them. I prefer to win that? I will always pick United over top. I can't deal with that. I can't deal with that embarrassment of Tottenham winning a European title, even whatever it is, even before us. So that I know if you agree. If it's United, you will make the same amount of noise we've heard all the time, and it's bants and stuff. But Tottenham, it will pay me. I don't necessarily have a in terms of being ending up third is a very strong possibility, if not fourth. And to be honest, the second that we've held on, bruh, the amount of players we've had out and out of form this season is kind of a miracle that we've actually been there for that long. I think it papers over, and I won't say papers over the cracks. The Liverpool won the title by how many points, if I lose track, if. But I think they've done well to be where they are. But being third is a strong possibility. How would I feel about that? Charlie, it'll not be me. I coach the team. And honestly, I don't have any defense for Arsenal anymore. Like right now, it's bring me a big trophy or fuck off. It's literally that simple. All the excuses that this every day a ref not do something, give you a report. I'm tired of all that noise. Win a fucking trophy or shut up. Like everybody, they wire win the trophy. Win your, you people go make.
This is why they like choreo. This is why they like choreo.
They go make noise about the journey. This is every season, next season, every season. Ever talk this in Arsenal fans vex, but that nigga was a fucking lying. Cause it touched me small. I was like, Charlie, it's the truth. But what do you you haven't won, and that's why I can't watch Arsenal. Like. If Arsenal win Premier League or they win UCL, I don't fucking care anymore. Like at that point, I've seen what I want to see in this lifetime. I've been supposed to see 2024. I don't see major trophy. See, make I tell you so something. At the point that you retire, and me, I reached that point very early. So right now, I don't care about the losses and those things. It's the same old Arsenal to me. Every time I talk, they say, "Oh, right now we change, we get that." Say you challenged three times, all three times you failed. Why you probably not learn from planning? You know, you learn from your mistakes. You don't know say you need striker. You don't know say Jesus in need behalf. You put your like
Jesus now. Nah, he planning, no good. Man. First of all, he no good. He show you one season where he can't show clear things.
He showed us 6 months. It not be one season. He showed us six. Even
I'm being generous. I'm adding preseason. I'm adding preseason.
So, like, when did they get upset about certain things? Yes, ref the ball. Every game, ref the ball somebody. Somebody, then
if you're suffering in prayers, you know, make you get a penalty. If you clear penalty, against Kovacilia.
No, that one.
Is it that? Is it this one? That's not fast enough.
No. Make her talk. I said,
sorry.
That Kvaratskhelia one, I didn't blame Kvaratskhelia. See, he not threw the body well. In the Premiership, that is a penalty.
All day.
Easily. Like the we even argue about it. Vago do some 1 minute check, then tell you, say, oh, we'll be here. No, we will play the penalty for. So in that one, in the Champions League way, not you see in the hold I'm not, it delayed the throw of the body by like half a millisecond. They give him instant cut away for that, like it will be pen. But the way you do, I'm make it look some way. Either way, make them go win the big trophy or shut up. This we don't want any. I don't want to see any video. I don't want to see any motivational talk. Bring your in and then go and play the fucking game and win the game. Shut up.
See, make I just tell you this: if you post slack, make Tottenham beat United for that Europa final. Where you put commot? I don't want to hear any North London forever be again. If you make Tottenham win a trophy, not just any trophy, a European trophy before you are in big trouble. You are in big trouble. You are in very, very big trouble. This week we pass. If you pay me the black sheep for the English team season, you know, if you pay Tottenham self win. Tottenham self then win. United go. We say, Athletic go slap to United. Then go there, go snatch the machine. Come back to this. Then snatch the chain quick. Come back. Easy gra. Then you see this week with the week of right wingers. Yamal, Starboy, and my captain, your captain Harry. Yeah? Even the new Ronaldo when you play for there.
See. It's Tottenham. Look, anybody who wins a trophy here. It not be gimmicks, like if you're going to win like a cup competition, it not be gimmicks because you play people, you beat people to get there. Like it wasn't handed to you by some, like you don't leak if you did draw your match and people they share, you see things change. Cup game, if for beats me, make you proceed. So if you go win, man, whoever they put in front of you beat. So if you win it, you deserve it. If you don't, you also deserve it. Because you didn't beat what was put in front of you. So I say, go win the trophy or shut up.
So anyway, moving on, Barca-Inter. Inter put in a very spirited performance against Barca last week, drew 3-3, and now they take Barca to their home, where they haven't lost in 3 years in the Champions League. For 3 years, Inter have not lost at home in the Champions League. So it looks like Barca faced a very, very tall uphill battle.
See, I know we'll make you end. See, Barcelona have the best player in the world in their team. Forget what anybody. You see the way them they lose 2-0. He just sit up say, you know what? If your opponent will play me, I go play. 2-1. He sound do some. He last one be 2-2.
So, speaking of what Van Gaal said, we actually really need to speak about this boy. A little bit in his numbers. What he's doing is not normal, though. It's not normal at all. And what he does on the field, it almost feels as though, like, it is sit back, they hold pad. Then it is see the game from a different angle.
He sits up straight.
And he does certain things that, like, you don't ask me to play ball kid times. You try finesse ball. Every time you try, you try finesse ball, then. You go try out there, it don't go well. So this be harder to do. Dude, the guy does it the way you think it's going to happen. Where they enter the internet.
Smart.
And he's doing this on the biggest stages of the world at 17.
Corey, sorry to cut you, but that boy has a signature pass at 17. Do you know what?
Messi wasn't doing these numbers at 17. CR7 was not doing these numbers at 17. Mbappe wasn't doing these numbers at 17.
Hey, Mbappe, stop
it right there.
Make you no move to Kylian.
Don't go there.
Kylian at 17.
You see, people
Kylian
don't understand.
At 17, relax.
Look, let me tell you something.
Relax.
I understand all the hype for Yamal. Like, Yamal, they play ball. Yamal, they do things. But, brother, are people forgetting young Mbappe at Monaco?
What he did
in the Champions League, the knockout stages.
They've forgotten.
The youngest player to score in 4 knockouts. Like, why people they forget all these things? Like, Yamal is doing it because Yamal is playing
agenda,
in Barcelona.
At the set agenda.
Sorry.
The goals dash, you know, then crack goes.
But for let me, again, before you go set this agenda, you
one
thing
let me. I would say, but one thing I would say is that Mbappe, a lot of the things Mbappe did in the Champions League knockout stages, he had entered the 18th stage of his career He wasn't 17 throughout that period. He was 18, I think, throughout those knockout stages where they knocked down Man City and all of those. So it's like there's some overlap. Yamal, this is his second full season as a 17-year-old.
Then last year, he was 16 and a half.
He turned 17 on the day before the Euros final.
And crack. Exactly. We have to give... Let's take it back throughout the whole season.
Me, I have fear for the guy.
National team.
Me too.
I see an Ansu Fati.
It's too much
coming up again.
No, it's too much.
I don't think it's not Ansu Fati, largely because the talent gap be big. It be just too big. But I see something like Saka, where
Fati pre-injury was really good.
He wasn't that good, man. I don't want to hear this. He was good. But he wasn't that good. Fati be this thing. Like, they play like Tariq.
They gave him Messi's number 10. Right?
Messi. I don't hear. As an 18-year-old. No, see, you put the act like we know. See, Masa, the ball Yamin they play.
Hey, stop that. We are not comparing to Yamin. That's the mistake you are doing. You see, this thing all people they do. No, you are comparing the guy to. Look, don't compare people to Ronaldo and Messi. Don't compare young players to Yamal. It's as simple as that. Like, if you do that, you go ruin people, the legacy and what they've done.
But they have arguments.
Don't do that. Ansu at that time was a kid, a young monster. Let's not do this.
I'm not saying let's he not wasn't good. I'm
he
just
was saying
that.
To carry Barcelona after Messi.
Pre-injury, Ansu. But my point be say, one, I don't think he played as...
Master, I remember Boyan Kekic.
Had he played, the time he go injury, then he played 100 games. I don't know. The time he go injury, then he played 100 games.
He had played 86 Barca, La Liga games.
He has played... Exactly. See, and at that time too, then no, Barca had...
How much for Spain?
Rely on him because, like Yamal.
Because I want to... You see, the problem is, you see, it's an inevitable comparison you will make. Because one, they both broke through from La Masia and played for Barcelona. One even got the privilege of playing with Messi a little before Messi departed. That be why, and because he was performing when Messi was there, it became the obvious that as Messi left and this our kid from La Masia is doing well, then let's hand over Messi. Bro, let's not forget, when Yamal came in, Xavi, they make it, they do small, halftime.
I think you are mistaken. We are not comparing them. We are not doing that.
But I know you're not comparing them. But I'm saying that the problem is that it's an inevitable choice to compare. You don't have a choice. You must.
No, you don't have to compare. The guy is alien. Why you compare anybody to Yamal? That's my point.
I have another question.
Wait. Else, this will go back and forth. I have another question. So why say, let's take the top clubs in the world. Why say Barcelona pay? No, not, I don't want to say Barcelona. Why say them? They get that madness player every time. What
it
did
be,
the academy
a combination
size
of factors, bro.
We did, and they find the madness. You see, like which other player? I don't want to say. You know, other players they jump from club to club, youth club to youth before they hit at like 18, 19 before they come up. This nigga came out from La Masia. No.
It's unfortunate. Corey, it's
Gabby,
unfortunate.
Pedri. Why?
It's unfortunate, too, but his direct comparison, for instance, in the mood you are looking for, is Saka.
Been
an Arsenal his whole life. And I'm only saying it's unfortunate, not because I don't think Saka is good. This is a pure zero... This is a pure zero versus Messi thing. One, they work very hard. Nobody say you don't be talented. You work very hard. The other one, as the Messi take him, we baptize him like this, you know, all of a sudden, transfer in Paris or give up. The thing that boy was doing at the Euros at 16.
That was crazy.
My worst name, Massa. I watched the Euro final. And they watched the game like this. I said, no. This boy is not 17. They have to test him. FIFA for go do that MRI scan, check him bone. Then they
make
a puppy self.
They funny me, safe.
But that kid,
the man, they ride the wave.
bro. I don't know.
I'm not saying in Lloyds if we produce such fans.
See, Barca fans, then they say, Yamal and Bobby go first, like, oh, happy birthday to Yamal and Mommy. Barca fans did the comment. We the here, striker. One more. Charlie, see, Inter are good. And it's not like I still expect Inter to go through, but you can't game for this. It's like he has a signature move, a signature pass, and it always comes off. It's like Iron Robin. You know that as he's got the ball, he they come cutting where he go bend. But you know if he stop that cutting, you know if he stop the bend. It'd be the same thing that he did do. You know when Yamal gets the ball, he's going to run at you and try and beat you. His brain is so big. He has like 5 ways, 6 ways. If he try one, it'll work. Next time, he'll do the same thing.
You know, as much as you say Pass have a great chance of going through just because of the players they have. I mean, Rafinha is having an amazing season. Some of the numbers, like 60 goals and assists this season is a bit ridiculous. See the goal he scored. Apparently, right now he has the best technique in the world in terms of striking the ball. I didn't know that one to be stats, but right now everything boys they talking anything they hype them up players. But either way, they're still producing on the park. But what Inter go do them for them at home? No, I didn't expect it. I expected Barca to come out 1-0, 2-0, take go Inter. But Inter counted in the show. Say, Charlie, if you fool, they should say, Barca never defense, brother. They were just cutting through them with through passes anyhow. And they were actually running past them on certain occasions. Like, I was actually really impressed with Dumfries. And Mkhitaryan said, shocked me. Now they give some power. I said, hey, Mickey, you this. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
You know he covered the most distance in that game.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Like I was pleasantly so surprised. But Inter not losing a game at home for 3 years in the UCL. When people have records like that, breaking it is hard. Like because at that point it's almost spiritual. Like then get something where it just they help them. Every single time, get across the freaking line, and you're just like, why? You go play all your ball that day. Every ball your striker go play, go whack back, or go just wide, or the keeper just go tip up. You're just like, ah, is this guy having the game of his life, or what? Like, what is going on?
I call him soon.
So I think that record is something to behold, and they showed in Barcelona that they can also defend it. If Yamal or Rafinha not build Barca out, they struggle. They struggle a lot. And Lewandowski is not the player he used to be. He'll get you a goal with a good finish and everything, but he grew. He grew.
Barca fans will tell you that their left back, Alejandro Baldi, will be back for this game.
Apparently, and he's missing the game. Bro.
Charlie, then go give him elephant juice.
the horse placenta, no.
Then give them. Either Lewandowski or then give them. Then give them.
But I still see Inter being the annoying Inter and coming out of this game 1-0.
Or 2-1. Something.
Or 2-1. They will take some fucking scoreline.
They cross
the finish line.
My heart, they tell me, say Inter will win this game. But I, after seeing what Yamal did, I just can't write Barca off. Like, it's so hard for me now because
they've also seen what he's done.
Fair enough, but who did? It's not like they have a better left back than Di Marco, unless they can't play the nastiest haram of all haramis. He'd run it back to Toni Pulis, go correct Samson for Toni Pulis. They go Thomas Tuchel. They go see Charlie. He'd go see all the haram imams, then collect the map notes, then take them.
Between Inter Milan and Barcelona, who looked like scoring the easiest in the game?
and even spells, because at some point, bro, Barca were just cutting them open like hot knife through butter.
Exactly. So when you watch the match, it's like Inter converted most of their
chances.
They converted most of their chances, right? But Barca created more. When Barca looked more dangerous, Barca's defense is suspect because of the high line and all. But this, like, come on, like, I don't think it's a write-off that Barca can beat Inter Milan at home.
I'm not saying it's a write-off. I'm just saying that my heart tells me that Inter go win, but my head, based on what I saw, tells me that it's going to be closer than we actually think it might be. Yeah. It might just be.
I agree with you, because
0-0 to 64th minutes.
Then Yamal, Rafinha,
one Yamal dribble, go ball. Then that be all.
It's hard to contain the boy because he can play in the middle. He can play from the wings. He can give it up, line breaking pass. He can shoot, like he can chip, like he can do everything. Left, right, he can do everything. Turn
and
you,
play long,
like,
range shots.
You.
Long,
like,
range
do,
shots.
Exactly, he can do everything. And you have one of the most informed attackers in the world right now, Rafinha. He too, it's like anything he touches tends to gold right now. All right? And then you have this guy that can pop up and score at any time.
Fox in the box. Omo, Dani Omo.
Almost saved it. This guy, they talk about the one he scored in my first goal save. What be name?
Torres. You know me, Torres.
Yes.
Ferran.
Yes. Fernand Torres. Yeah, you understand? Like, Chale, me, Inter go take set pieces and then score Barca. Because Barca no be, they don't get the height, they don't get the strength. When it comes to set pieces, and that boy don't freeze them, they bully them like that. If Inter rely on that, yeah, they can do that. And their counter, they can, because Barca to that highlight be nonsense. But Charlie, that Barca team, then the ball, if they have their back against the wall, they can still come back at any time, unless it be 90 something minutes. So it's going to be a difficult
Charlie,
game.
The coach,
but
the
I personally want Inter to make it to the final.
Quick predictions, crack. Make us start with you.
Yeah, I'm actually going for 2-1 Inter Milan.
2-1 Inter. Corey.
1-0 Inter.
1-0 Inter. Wangilda.
2-1 Barca.
I'm going 1-0 Inter. Very strong defensive display. Then they come channel the spirit of 2011. Come do a repeat of what happened to Italy. Arsenal PSG predictions. Okay, Wangilda.
2-1 PSG.
2-1 PSG. Corey.
I don't have to be positive, right? I don't have to be all, you know, the whole... Fucking hell, man. 2-0 Arsenal.
Crack.
1-0 PSG. That be what you go pay, no? Abachi.
I will go for 2-0 PSG. We've come to the end of this episode. We've come to the end of this episode. If you haven't done this already, please follow us on our social media pages: Twitter, Instagram, ATW Podcast GCR, TikTok After the Whistle, YouTube After the Whistle Podcast, and we are still available on all the podcast platforms: Spotify, Apple, Amazon, wherever you can find podcasts. So, Charlie, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us, and as always, ATW dominates the conversation.